Or maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com, or maybe you're listening on the WEOL mobile app. There's all sorts of ways to dial in, no matter how you're listening tonight. We're glad to have you with us. We're thrilled to be here at the Brew Kettle. Second time in 3 days that we've done a live broadcast from this terrific establishment in downtown Amherst. We were here on Saturday prior to Ohio State and Michigan. Had a great party here during the Buckeye and Wolverine game. And, of course, back here tonight for our wrestling preview. And it's presented by the Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Huge thank you to Bob Kobos and Mike Deanna from the Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And, again, Chris Russo from the Brew Kettle right here in Amherst. One of these shows, maybe it's during the season, we'll do the Legends of Wrestling show. Maybe that's when we'll get Chris Russo on the airwaves of AM 930 WEOL.
Well, maybe if we can get him into a singlet and interview him that way.
There you go. Well, it's great to be here at the Brew Kettle, and we continue along with the wrestling coaches from the area. We've got a tandem sitting here. We've got Dan Ransom, who has assumed the reins of the Firelands program, at least for this year, along with assistant Will Leatherberry. So it's great to have both of these guys on as we talk a little bit about the Firelands program, which certainly in recent years has had some success. So, Dan, what are you expecting on the mats this year?
Well, Tim, thanks a lot for having us here. I know that you guys have always supported wrestling and done a lot of things. You guys have showed support with us when I was running the sectional and district tournaments from Lorain and things like that. So we thank you for all your support. And, Sean, you've done a great job as well. So I want to make sure I point that out with you guys. Yeah, we're kind of in a transition stage, if you will, at Firelands. Our head coach last year and for the last couple of years, Josh Malave, has moved on and took a great opportunity at Mount Union and is the head coach out there. And when he did that, we were in transition with our athletic director, so things didn't quite go the way that we needed to as far as filling the position and getting the things done. When our new athletic director was on staff then in August, it was kind of a little late to be in the ballgame trying to find a head coach. So we did our best, and some of the parents and the people at the school came to me, and I've been involved a little bit there, so they asked me to kind of take the reins a little bit. I don't know how I got roped into to agreeing to it with everything else I have going on as well, but we've got some great things going on out there with our assistants. We got Will back. I think this is his third or fourth year. We've also gotten in contact with Andrew Perez, a two-time runner-up from Elyria, that is working in our room every day. We've got Josh Frederick from Vermilion that's come in to us, helping us out. And the big thing is our kids. We've got good kids coming back as well.
I was going to say, we talked about these last few programs about the tradition. Firelands is one of those programs that's trying to build tradition.
Right.
Their last state qualifier was in 1992. They've only got one state placer, and that's Dick Temple, who finished fourth in 1960. I think we've said his name when Josh has been on like 100 times.
Yeah, sure.
That's a point of motivation. This is the year, though, last year and probably years forward, this is when they're going to start probably making that tradition. They've got... as you can see, the biggest block on this notes I gave you, Tim, is the returning top returners.
They've a ton of them.
It's unbelievable. They've got guys, a handful of guys who have real legitimate shots of breaking that spell, getting down to state, and just kind of from you guys, what you know these guys. You've been with them the last few years. Just talk about some of the big names, obviously, just to run them off real quick, all returning district qualifiers and potential state alternates and district placers: Connor Ekman, Miguel Morrill, Jason Norwood, Patrick Keown, Douglas Childers, Larry Verhovic, and Sean Lipscomb, and Nick McCrary.
Yeah. So, we have everybody returning, but Jason Norwood and Nick McCrary. Nick McCrary's been out for a while. Okay. Jason Norwood is a transfer to Lorain. But, yeah, Connor, Miguel, Pat, DJ, Larry, Sean, they're all back in the room. They're all working their tails off. We had a lot of them do over the season. Some of them went down and seen Jeff Jordan for a couple camps. Sean was on Team Ohio for the Fargo Nationals, was one match away from placing both at Greco and Freestyle. So, I mean, Yeah, we have our core group of district qualifiers returning, so it's going to be a great run this season. It really is. The kids are they're amped up, ready to go.
When you've got a great returning group like that,
yeah.
Do they kind of fuel each other's fire, just that competitiveness that I'm sure they have amongst themselves?
And plus we bring in freshman this year, Peyton Bergdorf, who's just an absolute animal, just nonstop, ready to go all the time, and doesn't like to take a break. He's pushing Connor, Connor's pushing him, so forth and so on. But, yeah, with our bigger guys, with Pat, DJ, Larry, and Sean, yeah, amongst the four of them, it's just – man, it's hard. Getting a little bit older, I can't really keep up with those kids anymore.
and that is Will's main job.
Yeah, to keep up with the kids.
That's his job.
My body's getting a little tender.
It's in his job description, absolutely.
Oh, and I was just going to ask, looking through, we kind of mentioned Josh Lowe earlier, we're looking through his preseason rankings. It's kind of a weird, you know how wrestling is. It's kind of those weird situations where you may be in a weight class where, you know, there's just a ton of good guys, yeah. Or you may be in a favorable weight class. And it seems to be that situation for a couple guys. Patrick, who has been on the brink every year since he's transferred into Firelands.
Yeah.
Ranked number 14th in the state at 170. But in Fostoria, there's a handful of guys ahead of him. So he's really kind of a battle there to get in.
Yeah.
And then DJ, you kind of mentioned earlier, he's unranked, but yet he is ranked as Josh's number three best at the Fostoria District, kind of a favorable spot for him. Kind of hard to deal with that sometimes. And what do you kind of do in that situation as far as getting a guy mental or just sometimes they want to kind of possibly cut weight to a different weight, or what's your kind of plan sometimes when you look at stuff like that?
Basically, we just want to make sure the kids are in that right mind frame leading up to between that time we have between sectionals and our conference and sectionals, and be like, look, this is what we want you to do. This is what we think you're going to, you know, excel at. And the weight class, we gotta. The goal is obviously to get the best draws possible and see where that seed takes us. But I mean, it all comes down to the luck of the draw. If you've got a good draw, you may make it through districts no problem. But you get that bad draw, you may see two tough guys right off the bat, and then you may have to work back from the loser's bracket. But, yeah, it's just basically telling these kids, like, you've made it this far. You've put in so much work. A lot of these guys are seniors. They know what they need to do to mentally prepare themselves for that next step. I think this is their year. This really is.
Again, we're talking with Dan Ransom, and you're hearing from Will Leatherberry from the Firelands Falcon Wrestling Program. And, Dan, as much as you said, you kind of got thrust into this. On the flip side of the coin, is it fun to be back there, back out there on the mats?
You know what it is. I've got a lot of history of coaching, but I haven't been actual coaching wrestling for a number of years. I've been in the room. I've been around. My son is a junior, and he's on the squad. So, you know, I'm putting in the time all anyway. So I figured I might as well do the rest of the work that goes along with it, and so it's a you know, fulfilling to be with the kids every day, and to, you know, to go through it with them, everything that they have on a day-to-day basis.
And Dan, as you said, I mean, Josh had a great opportunity, and sometimes for kids that's tough when a real good coach leaves. But is your message to them, and I'll ask this to both of you, listen, guys, this is on you.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the potential to do great things. I mean, we can kind of guide you along the way, but in the end, especially in the sport of wrestling,
yes,
it's up to you individually to make it happen.
Absolutely. Even the parents, we had to convince them that this was the right way to go. The parents, you know, they're invested quite a bit in this. And, you know, for them to come and ask me to do this and go along with them, it's a lot. And I appreciate that. But like you said, those guys, they know what it's going to take. They've been there before. They've been down to the districts, and a lot of them have had success down there. And we just need to push over the tip of the mountain and get to the next step.
And Will, it sounds like it's a hungry group of kids.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're absolutely hungry, and our schedule too is just going to take that competition and push them to that next edge. Like we'll be at Edison this weekend. We're in Defiance for the tri-state border. We're at Perrysburg again, and we actually got into Top Gun this year, heading to Top Gun. So we've got the key pieces. They're right there, and we're ready to make our move. We're ready to be
known.
We
put together a pretty good tournament schedule. Yeah, like Will said, we're going on a couple trips that will really test our guys.
Scheduling up, per se.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, and we're hoping that, you know, the competition pulls up those guys that are marginal and middle of the road, that, you know, that'll help them understand what it's going to take to get to that next step as well. We're heading down to Olentangy. We're traveling a little bit to get to the good competition, and you know, I've told the guys, we're stepping it up, and we expect you to step up and follow the lead.
And I said earlier, there's a lot of reasons that I've kind of fallen in love with this sport of wrestling over the years. And as the schools come up, you'll probably hear a few of them tonight, but with Firelands, I did this summer, I did a phone interview with Sean Lipscomb, you guys' heavyweight.
Right.
He was on Team Ohio, I believe, at the Cadet National Duels.
Yep.
And I kind of did a quick phone interview with him. About a week later, I get an envelope in the mail, and it's a 3-page handwritten letter from Sean Lipscomb.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, I appreciate you talking to me, but there's a lot of guys out there who maybe don't have the same amount of success on the mats that just don't get any news coverage, and I'm hoping that maybe we can talk about them this and that. It was kind of heartbreaking for me because, you know, I know how this news industry works. I can't do as much for those guys,
right.
But at the same time, it's nice to see a kid kind of step up for his teammates, his brothers, his friends, and kind of like look for something for them. And I kind of really pushed my heart a little bit on that one, so that was kind of nice.
Sean's a great kid.
Absolutely.
That doesn't surprise me at all that he did something like that. But that's the kind of kid he is. He's always pushing for other kids in our sport, other kids on his team, and trying to, promote the sport in general.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah, I still got that letter, cool. Beside my monitor there.
That's one you keep. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you coming out.
Thank you so much
again,
for having us.
Hey, best of luck this year. Sounds like it could be a big year at Firelands.
I hope so.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Will Leatherberry and Dan Ransom from the Firelands Wrestling Program joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst as part of our Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Preview. It's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. A quick timeout. We're going to get the head coach of North Ridgeville on to close out the hour. So stay with us on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.